Big Zone. I'm Steve Dura. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. I don't have time to be fearful. I don't have time to be scared. We have too much work to do, and I'm the guy to tell it to you straight, all right? So I'm here to do exactly that. Here are three big things you need to know right now, number three today. The deadly American summer sliding into fall, and cities all over this country have seen murder rates higher than at any time ever. We'll dig deeper. Number two, Haitians are the ones flooding the U.S. border in Texas, and the big question is, how in the hell did they get there from Haiti to Texas to Mexico? Come on. And number one, joining me here on the program in just a few minutes now will be the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, joining me here in just moments. I'll be asking him about the collapse of the Biden administration in recent days, its many failures over the past few weeks, and the lack of trust from the American people on a variety of issues. I'll turn back to the Haitian flood of the Mexican border to start. We'll get all of that coming up. Plus, we'll have Afghanistan. A question about Joe Biden, what's going on with the economy and election security. That's all coming up in, about 10 minutes, I suppose. Let's start with the flood of human beings at the Mexican border coming from Haiti. How did it get there? How did they get there? America's a lot closer to Haiti if they go straight to Florida. But somehow the Haitians, 14,000 of them now under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, give or take, 14,000 Haitians have made it from Haiti, west to Mexico, north to the Texas border, walked right across. Our border is full on open right now. Watch any video anywhere. There is no resistance anywhere at the border. Not a border agent, not a police officer, nothing. Nothing. They're just streaming, they're just walking across. Ankle deep water, Rio Grande's low this time. You're just walking through. And by the way, 200,000 people plus came across in August. It's normally a slow month for those coming across the border. Normally a slow month. But, I mean, you can, I mean, there's video after video, example after example, and yet nothing is happening. Until now, finally, we're told, in the last 24 hours, the Haitians have been picked up, put on airplanes, and flown back to Port-au-Prince. 14,000 total to go. But what have we let in the last 3 or 4 months? Who came in? Where did they go? What are their intentions? It is absolutely mind-blowing what we have allowed to happen in this country with this administration. Let's hear bite number five now. Listen to this. We'll get the latest. Here it is, bite five.
We have to get control of our borders. 200,000 a month is a lot of people. DHS just released the numbers for August. It's 200,000. August is typically a month where it's very low. And those kinds of numbers and the images you just showed your audience saps the ability, it overwhelms the ability of DHS, the Border Patrol, ICE, to cope with the incoming. It saps the communities on the border. It saps Catholic charities that are there doing their best to clothe and feed the migrants. And so And the recent decision of the U.S. District Court in Washington that DHS and HHS can no longer invoke the public health exception to send people back to Mexico only complicates matters.
Certainly complicates matters. By the way, that was Barack Obama's secretary for the DHS, Jay Johnson. Being blunt, being honest, it saps the community, it saps the resources. You can't house all these people. Where are they going? Where are they going to sleep? Where are they going to eat? Where are they going to go? Desperate people do desperate things. If you're hungry and need food, desperate things then begin to happen, don't they? Well, of course they do. It's so bad, in fact, people like little Chuck Todd, the guy who pretends to be a political analyst at NBC News, he's actually throwing in the towel. It's remarkable, really. Unloading on President Biden in a way you have to see to believe. I want to go back to bite number one with Chuck Todd because it's incredible how the media has now turned on this administration over the past 30 days, and it's getting more intense. Listen to this.
Look, I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite. Afghanistan withdrawal wasn't going to be messy. This wasn't going to look like Saigon. The booster shots, he came out and he essentially said 8 months and even indicated maybe we should start it as soon as 5 months. Now We're not sure if anybody under 65 is going to get a booster shot. So, you know, he's had, and of course the border has been, you know, whether this is, you could, we can talk about the border problems. You could say there's years in the making, but it's pretty clear we have a bigger problem now than we've had in years.
Well, nice of you to notice, Chuck. That started in January, in February. Nice of you to notice that the problem is actually worse. It's September, Chuck. Nice of you to do your job. This is why the media has no respect generally in America. The mainstream media is a dishonest operation, lazy. They don't challenge anything. They don't question anything. They just gobble up what's regurgitated to them by the likes of Jen Psaki and others at the administration. Well, finally, it becomes so grotesque that they have to say, oh, there's something going on here. Well, thank you, Chuck, for noticing. Your situational awareness is remarkable to us all. And little Chucky Todd actually questioned the competence of the president. That's also remarkable. Listen to bite number two from Chuck Todd.
The UN speech, look, he's got some credibility issues on the world stage, make sure that people still view America as a, not just a stable democracy, but a competent leader of the free world right now. So, look, it's got a lot of work to do. The next month's going to probably still be tough for him politically because he's got to get this big bill through Congress. If he can get that thing passed, Willie, I think he can start to, you know, take a few breaths here a little bit. But he's got a lot on the line here this month, that's for sure.
He's got a lot on the line, and it's not going well. If you missed it over the weekend, the parliamentarian of the United States Senate said, no, you can't put illegal aliens in there and put them on a fast track to citizenship. Doesn't work that way. A reconciliation bill is for things that impact the budget, our spending, our money. That doesn't qualify. Now, Chuck Schumer says he's going to continue to fight that, but it doesn't matter. The parliamentarian said, no, it's out. It's the way that is. But isn't it remarkable that everything that they want is on that southern border? In fact, let's go to bite number eight, Leo Terrell, calling out the insanity of what's happening on the southern border. Listen to this.
What you see down there, those 14,000 people, Judge, that's the future of the Democratic Party. Joe Biden is not enforcing the laws down there, and he doesn't want America to know about it. No one in this country can justify the lawlessness down there. The Biden administration is complicit, and what President Trump said was absolutely right. Look at this. This is a third world country of immigrants invading our country, criminals, people infected with COVID, and yet we're allowing this in? I'll tell you why, Judge. It's because this is to appease the no border pro-left socialists who do not want borders in this country.
100%, Leo, knocking it out of the park. All right, coming up straight ahead, President Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, will be joining me here on the Steve Gruber Show to discuss the southern border, to discuss what's going on with Joe Biden, to discuss election integrity and crime and the economy, all of it. Coming up straight ahead, next, on The Steve Gruber Show, President Donald Trump. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.